and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomas. A number of Republican governors, along with House Speaker Johnson, are voicing support for Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He's at odds with the Biden administration, which has been fighting to keep the southern border open while Abbott tries to secure the border. The controversy is heating up after the Supreme Court refused to block the Border Patrol from cutting through razor wire fencing installed by Texas. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee is among a growing number of Republicans urging Nikki Haley to drop out of the GOP presidential race, saying it's clear that Donald Trump will be the party's standard bearer.
He is going to be the nominee. We need to unify behind him. We need to focus on winning the Senate and House seats that are going to be necessary for him to have a majority to support his agenda.
Blackburn speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. The lines at the unemployment office got a bit longer last week.
The Labor Department says applications for unemployment benefits rose to 214,000 for the week ending January 20th. That was an increase of 25,000 from the previous week. Overall, 1.83 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended January 13th. That's an increase of 27,000 from the previous week. Weekly unemployment claims are viewed as representative for the number of U.S. layoffs in a given week. Bob Agner reporting.
The U.S. economy, as measured by the gross domestic product, grew at a 3.3% annual rate the final 3 months of last year. Despite higher interest rates and a low inventory of houses, new home sales rose 4% last year. Builders quick to offer incentives aimed at sweetening the pot for potential buyers. Stocks are higher on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 47 points, the Nasdaq 72 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
This KMCQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Nevada DMV closing its Henderson location, but if you already have an appointment there, well, don't worry, it'll be a while. DMV officials say the new Henderson location in the Silverado Ranch area not expected to be completed until sometime in 2026. Now, the new building, it'll be larger, which allows more customers to be helped at one time. The current Henderson DMV location is on American Pacific Drive. Nevada DMV has four locations here in Las Vegas. Now, if you're one of the growing legions of pickleball fans here in Southern Nevada, your playing options, well, they could soon be getting better. The indoor pickleball chain known as Pickler has plans to develop seven locations throughout Nevada, with five here in Clark County. Las Vegas franchise owners say that their first location has targeted opening dates of July, just in time for the players to head indoors to beat, of course, Nevada's summer heat. Each Pickler location will have at least 10 indoor courts, a pro shop, and a common area for the folks to get together and gather. Local government officials say expanding pickleball play on public courts is a tough go because of the noise created by the play. Now, they've been a Las Vegas mainstay. They have for more than 30 years now, but Roberto's Taco Shop is actually celebrating 60 years, a 60th anniversary, 60 days of giveaways that began last month. Through next February, or this February, Roberto's is giving away iPads, Apple Watches, and swag bags with Roberto's branded gear during live radio broadcasts at its stores throughout the valley. The first Roberto's opened actually in California back in 1964. They've been in Las Vegas since it's well, more than 30 years now, their first location located near UNLV. Congratulations. Happy anniversary. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A couple of problems on 95 this hour. We'll start in the Northwest Valley on US 95 southbound near Craig Road. Left lanes are blocked there by a two car accident. Southbound 95 again before Craig. Off to the left, you want to merge to the middle or right lanes to get by that one. Still working one on the east side of the valley, 95 northbound at Flamingo, as well as one at the Southern Beltway Interchange, 215 westbound on the merge to get on to 15 southbound. Mostly cloudy skies this morning. We do have a slight chance of showers, about 20%, but sunny skies in the forecast this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-60s, 50 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots? In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Of course, we always save our best for last on live and local, and that's why Victoria Seaman is joining us, a Las Vegas City Councilwoman and a candidate for mayor of the city of Las Vegas, and she joins us. Good morning, Victoria. Good to have you on.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful and just geeked about this mayoral race of yours. Give me a sense. I know we're a ways away from going to the polls, but I'm just curious your sense, kind of a state of the race. What's going on?
Well, there's a clear distinction between myself and the race is really has three candidates that are going to fight for this position in this primary. And there's a clear distinction between myself and the two. Very progressive. If you want to be Los Angeles, Portland, or San Francisco, you've got a choice of my opponents. Or we can continue to be prosperous and set with sound good policy. I'm the clear choice.
I want to ask you, because a lot of folks are getting involved in the political process, and they're doing it earlier than they might normally do it. Maybe it's because there's a presidential election that is in play here. What are the issues? You talk to a lot of people. You keep your ear to the ground. Tell me what people are talking to you about. What are the issues that are resonating with them?
Well, the number one issue, as we've talked about before, is public safety. Crime is out of control. And that is so important for people that we have those who will not defund the police, those who will support law enforcement. But the real problem is within this justice reform where there's no accountability for crime. The other issue that I'm hearing about mainly is homeless. The unhoused. And, you know, thanks to the council and the mayor in 2019, which I was a part of, that we did the camping ban in the city. So we are able to go out to what is our potential encampments and go out and offer them services, but they can't camp in the city limits. Now, this does not include county because our county commissioners have not done the same. In fact, the only other jurisdiction that now has followed the city is Henderson. And so when we are able to go out to those people that are starting to do encampments, we're able to bring them to the Corridor of Hope, which the city had started years ago, which is the thing that Governor Lombardo is trying to implement now, which is a very good thing, which is a place where people can go and get wraparound services to get back on their feet if they so choose. But as we know, we're dealing with a lot of addiction and mental health. And so this race is really going to come down to the distinction between the policies that don't work in those other cities, the liberal policies, outdated policies, or myself, who believes in sound policy and not kicking the can down the road. And I think as of now, we've done a very good job at the city, but the city is at risk in this mayoral race.
I want to ask you because I've been living here for about 13 years, and in every election cycle, homelessness is a major, major issue at the city level. Will we ever eradicate homelessness in our community, or will it always be there?
I'm not sure if we'll ever eradicate it because you can't force people to get services and you can't force people to change their life around. But certainly, certainly we can get a handle on it, which we've done at the city level. Again, if somebody camps out in front of your business or in front of your home or starts an encampment in city limits, we are able to send our MORE teams out, or Metro, because there's an ordinance against it. And we are able to get them the services that they need. Again, they don't have to take those services, but we absolutely can get them those services.
Again, Victoria Seaman joining us. She's running for mayor. Let me just throw something out there. This is going to be an election where we're going to be talking about what they're doing in San Francisco, what they're doing in Los Angeles, what they're doing in Baltimore, what they're doing in Philadelphia. How do we prevent that? I know that's been a kind of a pillar of your campaign, that you don't want us to become the next San Francisco or Los Angeles.
Well, you need a mayor who's going to enact sound policy, which we've been doing at the city with the camping ban, which we've been advocating for our legislators to hold these criminals accountable by supporting Metro, by supporting the police, giving them the tools they need to keep themselves and the public safe. And that's something that you don't see in these liberal, progressive cities with liberal policies. And that is really what this choice is going to come down to, because my opponent is a liberal progressive, and we cannot afford to go backwards and become San Francisco or Los Angeles. I refuse to let that happen.
You have been racking up a number of endorsements over the course of the last, 6 months? Or 6 months or more. Lena Hovhannessian is the latest, the Armenian National Committee of America chair. Can you roll through just a couple of the endorsements that you've had just in the last 6 weeks?
Well, I'm really honored to be able to, that these people put their trust in me to be the next mayor. But it started off with Commissioner Woodbury, Senator Jeff Stone, Joe Brown, who's been a pillar in our community for a long time. And, the list goes on. And these are people who are pillars in our community, who have always believed in sound policy and bold leadership. And I've got more coming out, and I continue to get emails and phone calls saying I would like to endorse you as well. And I'm just so honored that people put their trust in me. I have been on the council for 4.5 years, and I think people know by now that I'm not kicking things down the road, that I'm absolutely going to address any problem head on. And this is about us. This is about our community. This is about keeping our city safe. This is about making sure that crime doesn't overtake us and the homeless, unhoused situation doesn't overtake our city. We want to, we have 40 million tourists that come in every year, and we want to make sure that we can keep people safe.
I want to ask you, because it's one thing to say, yeah, we're going to talk about public safety in this race. Anything specifically that, that a mayor can do when it comes to making our streets safer?
Absolutely. We fund the police. We, with the county commission, fund the police, and we sit on those boards, and we're going to make sure that we fight to make sure that they have everything they need. And we, as long as I'm there, we're never going to defund the police in the city. They're still defunding police departments across this nation. I just met with a gentleman last night that told me about, I'm blanking on the city, but they just defunded them. It was another city in California, and crime is out of control. I mean, when you don't have enough officers to answer that call to crime, you know, you have less chance of surviving whatever that crime is. And we're not going to do that here. As long as I'm mayor, as long as I'm in the city council, I will fight to make sure that our constituents get the, with their tax dollars, get the best law enforcement in the country.
I want to ask you about money, because money is so vitally important in politics. You have been raising an incredible amount of money. Can you talk a little bit about some of the successes you've had just on the fundraising front?
Yeah, people really understand what's at stake, and they are donating, whether it's $5. I've gotten donations, $5, $10, you know, $10,000. People know what's at stake with this mayoral race, and they are going to my website and they are donating. And I am ever so grateful for every dollar that comes in, and we are making sure that we spend it wisely. Just like I take care of the taxpayer dollars on the dais, I'm taking care of the donors' money in my account, my campaign account, making sure that we spend it wisely and we win this race for all of us.
Any feel for what kind, what type of money it's going to take to run a complete election for mayor?
Well, right now we're at the getting close to the $1 million mark, so
wow.
That's only for the primary. So you can see that there's a lot of interest on all sides. You know, we are up against some pretty good fundraisers on the other side that will turn this city progressive. So I really need everybody's help. We're not going to take our foot off the gas pedal. We are going to continue to raise money. We're out in the field. We're talking to voters, and people are scared. You know, they really want sound policy. They really want to feel like somebody is going to be a bold leader and take this leadership role to keep them safe, to make sure that we're doing good policy, to make sure. I think the biggest complaint with voters out there is that we don't become Los Angeles or San Francisco. So there's a lot at stake. People can go to my website and see more about our issues, see more. They can donate. They can email me. They can find out. We're opening an office, by the way, February 22nd, and we're going to invite everybody to come and meet with me and talk with me and hear about what we'll be doing. So if they join my email list or get on my social media, they will have all the information. But I am looking forward to meeting each and every voter out there and talking to them about what's at stake.
I want to ask you about the path to victory. I haven't even looked at what the numbers look like as far as how many Republicans, how many Democrats, how many independents there are city of Las Vegas. But what is the path to victory look like for you, Victoria?
Well, of our registered voters, we're looking at, you know, almost even numbers across the board in the city limits. In the city limits with Republicans, nonpartisans, and Democrats. Democrats lead by a very small percentage, but when you add the nonpartisans and the Republicans together, we have a path to victory. You know, I'm asking everyone, this is a nonpartisan race, and I'm asking everyone to get out there and vote in that primary, whether it's by mail, vote early. We really need everyone out in that primary, because there is a possibility that one person, if they get 50 plus 1%,
they will win in the primary. And as you know, Kevin, I won my council race. I mean, this is a different race, but I won my reelection with 55% of the vote and didn't have to go to the November ballot. So I think that there's a lot at stake. I think if people get out to those polls and vote, there's a big possibility that somebody can win in this primary. And, you know, again, there's so much at stake here.
One more time, how can folks reach out to you, and what is it you need from my listeners?
I need people to make sure that they talk to everybody about getting out there and voting in the primary. I need people to donate to my campaign or volunteer, and they can find me at victoriaseaman.com, S-E-A-M-A-N. Again, social media, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Threads, not Twitter, X, sorry, at Victoria
formerly,
Seaman.
Formerly.
Formerly Twitter.
Yeah.
And I just encourage everyone to get on my social media, come out and meet me February 22nd for our grand opening at our office. And, you know, always there to answer emails, talk on the phone. So, again, victoriaseaman.com.
Final minute. Are you convinced that we will have a free and fair election come June 11th and eventually on November 5th?
Listen, all I know is that we got to do what we got to do. Ballot harvesting is legal now. It shouldn't be, but it is. And so I'm encouraging everyone to make sure that everyone votes. If somebody can't get out and vote, encourage them to get their ballots to somebody who can get them to the election department or wherever they need to bring them. There's a lot of churches right now that are going to have ballot boxes. So whatever we need to do to counter whatever might happen is what we need to do.
Victoria, always good to visit with you. Safe travels out on the campaign trail. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk again soon, I promise.
I hope you'll be at my grand opening.
I can't wait. You always throw a great party.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go, Victoria Seaman, running for mayor, City of Las Vegas. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
All right, coming up on the Thursday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, a day past the New Hampshire results, all eyes now on what's next. What's going to happen in South Carolina, other follow-on states, we'll discuss.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meine key with Meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
When your celebration of life is prepaid in advance, it becomes a gift from you to your family later. Because no one should have to plan for a loss while they're experiencing one. Paying in advance protects your loved ones and gives you the peace of mind you deserve. Let us help you plan every detail with professionalism and compassion. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
The LGBTQ Center of Las Vegas provides a range of health and wellness services in a safe and non-judgmental environment. You can get fast and comprehensive HIV testing, as well as screening for STIs, for little to no cost. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. Located in the heart of Las Vegas near downtown, the center also provides an on-site pharmacy. Get more information at thecenterlv.org. This message is sponsored by a grant through the Sands Corporation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Continuing a theme throughout today's program, Mike Lee is a senator from Utah. He says we don't need new border security laws. We've got enough already. This is cut number four. Mike Lee, the senator from Utah.
There's nothing about the current border surge that is the inexorable result of inadequate legislation on the books. Nothing. The president has more than enough tools at his disposal to stop it. He had those tools in place and programs in place that had, in fact, stopped it. But the day he took office, he lifted the Remain in Mexico program. Remain in Mexico has now been the subject of longstanding litigation that the president has lost. Even after losing the litigation, he has continued to drag his feet so that we don't have the program. That program was implemented pursuant to existing law. He doesn't want to implement existing law. So what should give us any reason to believe that the administration that with existing law doesn't want to use the tools that it has already on the books today will suddenly change course if he has access to new laws, including a new law that would give him a new additional tool under the law to shut things down? We don't know exactly what this means, but shut things down once we reach that critical threshold of 5,000 migrant encounters per day. I have no idea what that means because they haven't bothered to share the text with us. But one thing that it could mean is that they'll shut down the asylum program altogether, at least for those crossing by land across our southern border without documentation and who thereafter claim asylum. So let's suppose that that's what it means. If that's what it means, he's already got that power and he doesn't have to wait until it gets to 5,000 a day. Why? Because asylum is not a right. It's a discretionary power granted to the Secretary of Homeland Security. He does not have to admit one person, let alone 5,000 or 5 million, under that provision if we don't have adequate bed space to detain them, as we're supposed to do until such time as their asylum claim has been duly adjudicated. Instead, these guys are given the ability to leave, go into the interior of the country with a plane ticket. They were able to board the plane mysteriously without a driver's license, unlike all Americans. And they're told, we hope you show up to your asylum hearing before the immigration court, which, by the way, probably will not occur until the mid-2030s. 6 months from now, we'll send you a work permit in 180 days. By the way, according to the leaked terms of this still inchoate proposal that none of us have had the luxury of seeing, they're going to dispense with the six-month waiting period and grant those to them immediately. That will turn up the electromagnet bringing in illegal immigration, and it's wrong.
Senator Mike Lee of...